This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the Jewish holiday of Purim is this weekend. Ooh, and it's loud. But first, it's time once again for our own pundit of pundits. NPR's Juan Williams is here to give us a heads up on what people will be talking about over the weekend. Welcome back to Day to Day, Juan.
Always good to be with you, Madeline.
Now, first, John Kerry, big win in the Democratic presidential contest. He's basically the Democratic presidential nominee. What is next for him now?
Well, he's got to raise money. He's got a tremendous challenge ahead of him. So what he's planning to do is to visit 20 cities or so in the next month in the hopes of raising $20 million. He's already raised about $2 million online and through direct mail since his victories in Super Tuesday that really put him over the top in terms of gaining the nomination, especially after John Edwards, the senator from North Carolina, withdrew the next day. But this is the big challenge because already, you know, he's sort of in a hole because the Bush campaign has more than $100 million in the bank. So Kerry has set a goal of raising about $80 million so that he can be directly competitive, and hopefully win. But it's a difficult challenge given the amazing amount of money, the record amount of money that the Bush-Cheney campaign has already raised.
Mm-hmm. So basically, will he be spending all his time fundraising instead of campaigning, or will he be combining those two?
Well, I think he's going to combine the two because what he's got to do is consolidate the Democratic Party and all of their fundraising mechanisms. Senator Kerry has a tremendous network here in Washington among not only the lobbyists, as the Bush-Cheney people and even his opponents in the Democratic Party pointed out during the primaries, but he's also, because of his many years, he's a three-term senator, got connections to the deepest pockets in the Democratic Party. So he's got to consolidate that support. Already he's engaged in talks with Senator Edwards about bringing on board some of Senator Edwards' fundraisers. And, of course, he's reaching out to the Democratic Party apparatus. Now, normally, the guy who's going to be the nominee gets to control the Democratic Party apparatus, and that would mean that he would put his own person in as party chair. But I think he's going to leave Terry McAuliffe there in some role because Terry McAuliffe, who is the Clinton's man, is a tremendous fundraiser.
Hmm. And why is he controversial?
From the perspective of the Kerry campaign, Terry McAuliffe is a loose cannon. They can't predict when and what he's going to say. They don't feel that he's loyal to them. They feel he's loyal to the Clintons or even loyal to himself. The Kerry people feel he's in his own orbit, and they want someone who's their own man.
But they're not going to do it because they need his money.
Well, they need his money, and you know what? His big patron, the Clintons, President Clinton, Terry McAuliffe, was put in place by President Clinton. So they've got the Kerry people have to be careful that they don't want to cross lines with the Clintons. They want the Clintons on their side.
Now let's talk about the Bush campaign. He released his ads yesterday, and they've already raised a significant amount of controversy.
Very much so, because they use the images of the World Trade Center, and they also use images of firemen removing bodies of dead people from the World Trade Center after the 9/11 attacks. So some of the family members are saying that the use of these images is irresponsible, that it's exploitative. But Karen Hughes, who's, you know, president's key advisor, has been on the TV saying, you know, it's just a reality that the president was providing. This is picking up on their campaign slogan, steady leadership in difficult and changing times. And so they just simply want to talk about that context. This is also in Washington, Gridiron Weekend, and Rudolph Giuliani, the former mayor of New York who played such a key role during the 9/11 events, is in town. And he's getting on the airwaves again to defend the president, defend the use of those 9/11 images in the ads. But it's a difficult fight. I think the Bush campaign has been caught off guard by this. They thought that the first wave of ads was going to be positive, not controversial. It makes no factual claims, so there are no claims or no facts to be disputed. Instead, though, they're getting really beat up in the free press and in the media about the use of these images in their ads.
And what are some of the other issues that are emerging in this nascent campaign? How are the two sides kind of staking out their positions?
Well, of course, you see it in the ads right away that the president very much wants this to be a conversation, a debate about his handling of the national security in the aftermath of 9/11. But on the other side, for Kerry and for the Democrats, it's about the economy, and just the numbers that were released today, Friday, indicate that unemployment has stayed still at about 5.6%, and the Democrats are pointing out that during the Bush years, 2.2 million jobs have been lost. Kerry is already promising that in the first 500 days of his time in office, if he should win, he'll produce 3 million jobs. And then the Vice President Cheney this week was out saying, you know, the recession didn't start while we were in office. It started while Clinton was in office under a Democratic administration. Of course, the official numbers indicate that the recession truly started after George Bush had taken office. So there's lots of controversy about the economy, the state of the economy, and whether or not the Democrats can use that and shift the argument, shift the terms of the debate during the campaign from national security to economic, health care, and domestic issues.
NPR's Juan Williams, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Madeline.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.